Righto, Devon Funds Management's Greg Smith with us. Very good Monday morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, this Nike thing fascinates me. How much of it's about we're just not buying sneakers, and how much of it's about their image?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of everything. I mean, they've had, I guess, some problems of their own making, you know, disastrous sort of strategy of trying to sell direct to consumers. But yeah, the shares got a bit of a ticking off from investors on Friday, that's for sure. They were down 5%. Quarterly sales, they were down 9% to $11.4 billion, and they don't reckon things are going to get good anytime soon. So they're saying that sales are going to decline by mid-double-digit percentages in the current quarter. So yeah, they're having to clear out stock. It's not resonating. And they're trying to just turn things around and trying to get consumers back, wholesalers back. The issue is it's in an environment where things are tough for retailers anyway, right? So their costs slowing down. Consumers are becoming more price conscious. And then you've got the issue of tariffs. Nearly a quarter of their suppliers are located in China, so their earnings there could take a bit of a hit. And then you've got the anti-American sentiment as well. So your sales in China were down 17% to $1.7 billion. So they reckon they can turn things around. They've got new shoe lines coming out. They've teamed up with Kimmy, the Kardashians. They've got this intimate brand Skims, so they're partnered there. But yeah, a bit of a tough road back to former glories, Mike. So you look at the shares, they're down 60% since their pandemic peak. Speaking of tariffs and the impacts of a softening economy, we also had FedEx out as well. So these shares were down 6% on Friday. So they've lowered their profit and revenue forecast. They reckon the growth in revenue for 12 months ending May is going to be flat to slightly lower. They're also talking about uncertainties on the trade front. They've also got a bit of a market share battle going on with UPS. Also, more business with Temu and Shine, but that's eating into their margins. So, they're having to take a lot of costs out to try and get things back on track. Some $2.2 billion in cost cuts they're looking at next year.
Wow, and then we come back home. Thank the good Lord, the warehouse are back in the black.
Yeah, some great news for beleaguered shareholders, Mike, in the warehouse group. So, yeah, they've been doing it tough during the recession, or they were out of that recession now, aren't we? And they've had to go a bit of a strategic rethink of themselves. We know they sold, obviously, Torpedo 7 for a... But they're giving some idea to, I suppose, things could be turning around. You look at their half-year result on Friday. So group sales down 1.6%, $1.6 billion, but the rate of decline is easing. And you look at the bottom line, Mike, the after-tax result was a net profit of $11.8 million. That's from a loss of $23.7 million last year. So yeah, things improving. There is without cost, so I suppose they're having to discount to get shoppers in the door, so they've reset the everyday low prices strategy, and that saw operating profit more than half. But yeah, they're talking about getting fighting fit, and they're not quite there yet. They still actually hold quite a bit of market share. That's around about 15%. Just looking at the businesses quickly, Red Shares just saw a modest 0.5% decline in sales. And Noel Leeming, that was a really interesting, I thought. Sales are up 0.8%. So foot traffic down a bit, but less in the way of browsers and more purposeful shopping. So that's helping them out. Overall, the balance sheet's a lot better than it was. So they've got net cash of $19 million. They're net debt of $50 million a year ago. They still reckon they're going to make a loss in the second half. They make most of their profits in the December half. But the interesting thing is, can they keep shoppers in without more discounting? I suppose they are going to get some assistance from the economy as borrowers get more spring in their step. But yeah, shares up 2% on Friday, but down 20% this year and 80% since the pandemic peak.
Well, so as I mentioned this Friday, it came out Friday, this report into the supermarkets in Australia. What came of that?
I think it was actually pretty benign when you look at it from the supermarket's point of view. So the ACCC's report was 441 pages long, but basically the key point was there was no evidence or clear evidence of price gouging. Obviously, this has been a political football and obviously coming out of the pandemic and whatnot. So that was probably the key point. They've made recommendations of what the government should do and basically make sure the supermarkets are a bit more transparent with respect to pricing, allow smaller rivals to grow more quickly. So they said the cost of groceries has risen, but it's actually risen more in other countries. And yeah, it was a bit of a win for supermarkets. So they've said there's basically little that can be done about their dominance. And you look at the market share, Woolies 38%, Coles 29%. Aldi is some way behind at 9%. But all that said, competition is growing. So you've got Costco, like you have here, you've got Amazon, and they did $1.3 billion in sales last year, and you've got Chemist and Warehouse and Bunnings as well competing in other lines. So, but yeah, overall, it feels like the report was relatively benign for the duo in terms of outcomes, and investors thought so. Shares and Coles up 5%, and Woolworths surged over 6% on Friday.
Numbers, please.
Yeah, so we Dow was up 0.08% on Friday, 41.985. Likewise, the S&P 500, that closed at 5667. NASDAQ up 0.5%, 17.784. FTSE 100 down 0.6%, 8646. The Nikkei down 0.2%, 37.677. ASX 200 up 0.2%, 7931. NZX 50 was up 0.5%, 12113. Gold down 22 bucks, still around record highs, 3022 an ounce. Oil up 21 cents, 72 spot 16. And the currency markets, we were lower against the US, 57.3, up slightly against the Australian dollar, 91.4. British pound, 44.4, down slightly, flat against the Japanese yen, 85.65. This week, got plenty going on again. Global PMI, inflation numbers in Aussie, UK and the US. We've got US GDP, durable goods orders. We've got results from Synlait Milk and KMD Brands, and another read on consumer confidence.
Good stuff. Go well, mate. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.